time to scroll on Instagram. That means you have free time. Think about the actual success that you can have. And on top of that, I'm 100% sure that you can actually achieve those things. I don't want you to feel overwhelmed with the amount of things that you need to do. This is the worst feeling ever, and you feel like you're a failure without even being started on your... Hello and welcome to Start Your Influence podcast. This is Valerie, host, influencer, and social media expert. I'm super excited to have you here, and I just want to thank you for your time, for really being dedicated, for setting aside the a million things that you have to do and actually dedicating your time to growth, to learning how you can be successful in the future with social media. And today we're going to talk about how to balance running an Instagram account, a 9-to-5, or kids, and be successful. So this is something I think that a lot of us may be struggling with. If you're listening to this and you feel like you're overwhelmed, you feel like this is just gonna be way too hard for you to actually be successful on Instagram, for you to actually make money off of your account, and you just feel like it's way too much, this episode is for you. We're gonna talk about how to balance these things and be successful at your Instagram account while having all these other things on your plate. Now, before we dive into the topic, I would love to introduce to you guys Instagram Marketing 101 2.0. That is actually what this program is brought to you by. So through this Instagram course, I'm able to actually sit here and create free content for you guys. And Instagram Marketing 101 2.0 is a program that has helped hundreds of students grow their Instagram account, finally start making money off of their paid posts, stories, etc. And if you still have not heard of it, I definitely recommend. I will actually leave a link in the Spotify version of this podcast episode if you want to hear how students have been successful through the program, or if you just want to read through the website and see more information about my program, go ahead and check that out. Currently, I am taking limited amount of enrollments. We're actually pausing enrollments for a little bit right now just to update our program, and currently working with the new students inside the program. But once enrollment will be open, I will let you guys know. Right now, you can just take a look at the program and see what's in there. Maybe that is something that can help you in the future as well. So I'd love for you to check out that resource. And as we dive in today, again, don't forget to take notes. Grab a pencil and a paper. If you like to take notes on an iPad or on your phone, go ahead and do that as well. Again, if you don't take this information in and actually take action on it, it might be useless to you. So my goal for this session, for this podcast episode, is actually for these tips to be effective and for you to actually take them in and actually take action on them. That's most important. From all the material that I teach you guys, I actually want you guys to set it aside and put into action into your life. Now let's get started and dive into how to balance running an Instagram account and a 9-to-5 or kids or life. So these are things that a lot of us deal with. Now I want to start off with my own personal story. Maybe you don't know me as much, but I actually started off my Instagram when I was a full-time student at University of Washington. I was getting my bachelor's degree in business marketing, and I had two part-time jobs to make ends meet. I was paying off my college education, and I also was paying for my living, for gas, for my car, etc. These little things that every person has to take care of, right? And I actually found time, and I actually balanced those two things, and that was a lot on my plate. I can't tell you guys that it was just super easy and it was just like the easiest thing in the world, because it really wasn't. I actually had to really struggle sometimes, but I think that I made it out, and I actually can tell you guys some advice from my own story, because I did make it through that time. I am now a full-time influencer. I have a great Instagram account. I'm making more than $100,000 a year from my Instagram account, and I also have a bachelor's degree, so I did graduate from school while running my Instagram account, so I can tell you guys that it is possible. So if you feel like you're overwhelmed, well, let me tell you, I definitely was, because not only did I have a work and a job, but I also had a lot of responsibilities at school, right? I had to do homework, I had to pass classes, I had to get new classes every quarter, make sure that I'm on point and actually graduating. So that was stressful for me as well. So I definitely think that there can be a lot of stress in our lives, but I also believe that there's never a point where you don't have time for anything else at all, except for work or taking care of your kids or maybe going to school. So I do think that you can find time, and I highly believe in that. And I think I can prove that to you guys today. First of all, for my own experience, and second of all, with these five tips that I want to give you guys today, these tips will actually help you understand that it is possible. All you have to do is follow them, and you can be successful, you can balance these things, and you can actually grow your account while actually making money at your 9-to-5 or your part-time job, whatever you have. It is possible. And again, another thing that I kind of want to throw out there, and I feel like maybe you have this running through your head right now, and maybe you're thinking, hey, like, I know maybe you did it, but I can't find time. I literally don't have time. You don't understand what I'm going through. Well, let me tell you, if you have time to scroll on Instagram, that means you have free time. If you have time to scroll on TikTok, that means that you are in a place where you are able to sit there and scroll on that social media platform, which means you have free time. That even if it's 10 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day, an hour, if you have time to even sit there and watch a Netflix show, that means you do have time and you have that freedom, which not everybody has, right? We live in a place, especially if you live in America or places where you actually have opportunity, you have this freedom. You have time to sit there and just waste your time. And I'm not saying it from like, oh, I'm trying to like make you guilt trip you guys, but I'm not. I'm just trying to tell you that you have opportunity and you have that, I would say, privilege to sit there and actually have freedom, right? So there's people who actually literally work every single day, nighttime and daytime, in certain countries where they literally don't have time to do anything else. They don't have time to even come home and relax. Some people do have these kind of circumstances. And if we have time to sit there on Instagram, on TikTok, or any other entertainment, or hang out with our friends, we do have time that is freedom. So that's kind of my point. I just wanted to get that across, that we do have time. Like, if that is your excuse, we can make time. It's just up to us to prioritize. So if your priority is your success, whether it is on Instagram, your business, I don't know what else you're doing, but if that is your priority, you will find time for it. It's all up to you and how you really set your time aside and prioritize these goals in your life. So I hope that really does make sense. Now, let's go ahead and get started with the first tip for you guys today. I really want to have you guys set this into your paper or into your notes and really understand this, because this will determine if you will actually continue with your growth. So if your mentality is to give up today, or maybe in a few days you're going to give up on Instagram, then really you will. But I want you to understand that you don't have to give up and you can actually be successful even though you feel stressed right now. Now, the first tip for you guys today on how to balance and run an Instagram account is to plan a schedule that works for you. So what does that mean? Let's talk about it right now. I know that we all have set schedules that we live by. So whether it is you have a Zoom class in the morning, or maybe you have to wake up your kids in the morning, take care of them, or you're going to work at 9 a.m. in the morning, that doesn't really matter. But we all have these schedules in our lives. And what that means when I say that you need to plan a schedule that works for you is that you need to plan around your schedule. Now, we all have those couple hours a day where we're free, and that is the time where we can actually dedicate for learning, for growing on Instagram, for making specific actionable steps. And I'm not talking about just scrolling on Instagram and stalking people. That's not effective. I actually am talking about effective steps where you're sitting there and actually taking action on a growth method, on optimizing your bio, creating content, writing captions, things that are specific to your Instagram strategy. Now, these schedules can look different for all of us. So for some of us, this can be before work. So maybe for some of us, we come home after work very tired, and those few hours after work maybe not as effective. But if we wake up a little earlier before work, maybe an hour or two, and actually dedicate some time, this can be possible. Maybe for some people, this can be after work. So for me, I'm very energetic after work for some reason, and I do have those free hours after work where I can actually sit down, I can actually listen to a podcast, listen to a workshop, or read a book that is effective for my Instagram growth. And this can be that time where I actually focus and I can actually bring some kind of progress to my Instagram page. So that is for me. Maybe for others, it's on weekends only. Maybe you're super busy during the week and you actually don't have time during the week, and I can actually understand that as well. So maybe you are super busy. Maybe you do have a lot of things on your plate and weekends are the only times that work for you. So for those people, I would definitely recommend taking a few hours out of your weekend, maybe Saturday, Sunday morning, and just focusing on really building that strategy for yourself. And maybe you're not educated enough on Instagram to know your next step. So I would take a few hours to actually sit there, listen to my podcast, maybe take some notes, do some research on Instagram growth, and see what that next step is for you. Maybe you're still at a place where you're still picking your niche. You don't even know what your Instagram account is going to be about. So those are those moments, those hours where you should be taking them out of your day and effectively creating that strategy, that next step for your Instagram growth and for your account. So by planning a schedule that works for you, you create that time. You make that time happen. I know right now it may feel like there's no time for you or no time for Instagram at all, but if you actually sit there and you plan that out in your week and you find an hour or two, it's a lot better. I'm telling you guys, it's better to plan those hours out than sit there randomly, sit on Instagram when you get 10, 15 minutes and you really get nothing done. So it's a lot better to actually sit there, plan those few hours out of your day during the week, during the weekend, and actually sit down in an hour or two interval and literally just kill it. Like literally sit down and create a whole entire content plan for the week, create captions for the week, create a Reels video, and really use that time to be very effective rather than just doing little things during the week, during the day, and really getting nothing done. Our second tip for today on how to balance running an Instagram account and life and priorities is to put down the remote. So if you're taking notes, go ahead and say, put down the remote. That's our second tip. And what I mean by that, I know that this may seem like a moment where I'm like teaching you guys and I'm like a mom or like some kind of teacher and I'm guilt tripping you, but that is not really what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to be realistic. So first thing we need to do is put down the remote. So this really comes to terms with TV, Netflix, whether it's TikTok, because TikTok is super addicting. I can even tell you guys from my own experience, I find myself on TikTok trying to find new ideas for content. And the next thing you know, I'm an hour in and just watching memes. And it's really, really addicting. I can pretty much say that from my own experience. And maybe even just scrolling on Instagram. These are all the things that we need to put aside and stop from distracting us. So this is something I deal with, and it's so hard, you guys. I totally understand, but at the same time, we cannot say that we don't have time when we're on Netflix, we're on TikTok scrolling, or on Instagram stalking other bloggers. Like, we cannot say that we don't have time when we're doing all of these things. So I hope you understand that if you do have time for all of these things, that you have time for Instagram growth. Now, what happens when you actually put these distractions aside? I will tell you 100% that you will become so much more effective. You literally will actually have time on your hands. So what I do, this is something that I personally do when I find myself having distractions. What I do is I literally just hide my apps. So I don't know if this really will make sense, but instead of deleting my app on Instagram, so for example, if I see that I'm wasting way too much time on TikTok in one day, so what I do is instead of deleting the app, because I most likely will need it in a day or so to post something, but what I do is I just hide the app inside my phone, so I don't actually find it and I can't access it if I want to. Because a lot of times what I catch myself doing is when I get a free minute or 2 minutes or whatever, and I automatically just go on apps and I just sit there, and I don't even know why I'm doing it. There's literally no point in me getting on TikTok when I just got out of a meeting and I just feel like I have a few minutes. What's the point? We're literally wasting hours. And the way that you need to look at your life is that your time is super valuable. Instead of wasting that hour on Instagram scrolling and then feeling like you just compared yourself to 55 bloggers who are ideal and are like models, there's no point in that. We come off of these things literally feeling worse than when we get on them. What's the point of us wasting those hours? Instead of wasting the time, it's a lot more effective if you put that time, that hour or two, or even, like, for example, let's just literally be realistic. If you're wasting 20 minutes a day on Instagram, that's almost 3 hours a week. That's three literally hours you have been wasting your time, even if you're spending 20 minutes on Instagram a day. So what could you do with those 3 hours? There's a lot more things that could be effective that could actually take action onto your dreams with these 3 hours. So much better things to do. And I really hate, and I feel so guilty when I sit there and waste my time on these platforms. And it really does make me feel like crap after, honestly. So I highly recommend, instead of wasting your time on those 3 hours, whether it's on TikTok, on Netflix, on Instagram, when you're just stalking other bloggers, stop wasting your time and really set aside those few hours to actually put into your goals and into your dreams. Now let's talk about tip number 3 in how to balance running our Instagram account and a 9-to-5, a job, kids, or just life. Now, the third thing I really want to talk about, and this helped me a lot when I was starting off as well, because sometimes I can be honest about this, it's hard to take a course, take a program, or sit there and work on your Instagram content or go on a photo shoot instead of going and hanging out with your friends or doing things that are just a lot more simpler and relaxing, right? It's a lot more easier to just go and waste your time somewhere. And you know, sometimes it is a good thing to take a day off, but sometimes I feel like if you have goals, you do need to take action on them. But the thing that kept me going during these moments when I kind of was, I wouldn't say second guessing, but I was kind of looking at my friends and I was like, okay, well, they're just having fun and I'm like actually working for my goals. It kind of seems hard sometimes to do that. And what kept me going again is thinking long term about the success that awaits me in the future. So what I really thought about is the following amount that I was going to have. I always thought about the goals that I had with money. So the monetary goal that I had, the amount of money I wanted to make off my account. And this really actually helped me keep going. And it helped me from giving up. It helped me from actually wasting my time or just calling it a day and going and hanging out with my friends, or for example. And this can actually really help in the process of balancing your life. And really, when you're sitting there and you're like, oh no, I have so much on my plate, I have kids, I have a full-time job, how am I gonna have time for Instagram? How about you think about the amazing things that you can buy your kids or afford for your kids? Maybe it's a private school, or maybe it's a new teacher that you can hire for them, like a piano teacher, or maybe take them to ballet lessons if we're talking about kids. If you're talking about yourself, maybe you can afford yourself a vacation somewhere you really wanted to go, like Greece, or maybe you really wanted to go to Hawaii for the longest time. You're going to be able to afford that through you taking aside some time and actually putting effort into your account. And that is exactly what kept me motivated. So thinking long term is super effective when it comes to balancing your life, finding time, and understanding, why am I grinding so hard right now? Why am I actually putting time into this account? Is it actually going to go be successful? Is it going to be effective? Am I going to be a actual influencer? When you're thinking all these things, think about the actual success that you can have. And on top of that, I'm 100% sure that you can actually achieve those things. If I could do it being a broke college student and starting off working two part-time jobs, literally being a full-time student, I'm sure that you can do the same. I definitely was in a place where I didn't have time. I definitely felt overwhelmed. Plus, I was doing so much homework, which was super stressful, but I actually did find time. And even if it's a little bit of time, you don't have to be sitting there 5 hours a day on Instagram and, you know, taking notes, reading books, or being at a workshop or taking a course. You don't have to spend 5 hours a day, but being effective with your timing, not wasting your time on things that really just suck up your energy and your time, that alone will actually give you so much freedom and so much free time for your goals, not just to waste that time. So if I was you right now, I would definitely write this down. And actually, I recommend writing down those goals that can motivate you. So if I was you right now, think long term and go ahead and make a checklist. You can even pause this podcast if you want to and make a checklist of 5 things that can help you stay motivated that will actually be goals for yourself. So maybe one of them can be reaching 10,000 followers on Instagram. Maybe one of them is going to be working with a certain brand that you really want. Number 3, maybe you want to afford a vacation with the money that you earn from Instagram. And then number 3, maybe you want to buy a certain product or maybe buy a gift for your mom. And these are just examples, but create a list of things that can motivate you when you're going to be thinking long term. And this will help balance your life and actually help you stay motivated, stay on top of your goals, and actually take action on them. Number 4 is to find a mentor or community. This is the 4th thing that you need to add to the list, to the tips that I'm giving you today on how to keep a balance with running your life and having a life, finding time, having kids, and a 9-to-5 job. So finding a mentor or a community is very effective because this surrounds you with people who are motivating you, who are keeping you in check, and are also successful in these areas. Trust me, you guys, when you see how much people are making off of their Instagram posts that are influencers, you start to get motivated. I remember that I was at a point where I kind of wanted to give up, or I kind of didn't see any growth in what I was putting into my account. And I had a friend who was making $500 per post from her account. And she's like, hey girl, I just made like $1,000 this week from 2 posts. And I'm like sitting there like, wow, this is actually working for others. And I'm not gonna give up because I wanna be in that place where I'm making $500 per post. And here I am making more than that. So that really motivated me. So surround yourself with community, with other influencers who are successful, who are keeping up, who are continuing their work. And even a mentor is amazing. I know that a lot of people come to me as students and they look for mentorship in me, and I'm super happy to give people this advice, to be there for others. And exactly why I understand why people actually do that is because it's super effective in keeping a balance and keeping you grinding and not giving up on your Instagram account. Now for my last tip for today, I want to give you guys one of my favorite advices, because sometimes people forget to talk about this, especially a lot of tips out there, those who are giving Instagram tips or are these marketing experts, they forget to tell people that you don't have to burn out. So number 5, my last tip is don't burn out. I don't want you to feel overwhelmed with the amount of things that you need to do. This is the worst feeling ever, and you feel like you're a failure without even being started on your account or even, you know, taking those effective steps. You already feel like you suck, like you can't really do this. And I don't want you to feel like this, because you don't have to post 5 times a day. You don't have to post 7 days a week on your newsfeed. You don't have to post 25 stories a day. That is not what I want you guys to feel like you have to do. And just posting alone in the first place is not as effective. You actually have to have a growth strategy and so much other things that will help you be successful. But I don't want you to feel like this is too much on your plate. Take things step by step. Literally, maybe write out a plan for yourself for the next week, for the next month, for the next year, so that you go step by step. So you don't feel like you have to do all the things that you heard people talking about in one day. That is not how I want you to feel. And really working on a plan and a clear path is so much more effective just than just feeling overwhelmed and like you are drowning in a pool of things that you need to do with your account for you to be successful. So my main last thought for today is that you don't have to feel burnt out. I want you to feel comfortable with where you are, and what I want you to feel is just certain in the next step that you need to take. I want you to feel like, hey, actually, I can do this. I know that I can find 20 minutes a day, an hour a day, and I'm just gonna dedicate that time into figuring out what I need to do next. And I'm just gonna make a list of things that I still need to work on. Maybe you need to work on creating new photos. Maybe you need to work on finding a niche for your Instagram account. Maybe you need to work on trying a new growth method. And you just need to create a list of these things and work on them step by step. So maybe today you're gonna work on creating new content. Tomorrow you're gonna work on creating captions. And the day after, you're gonna work on creating new hashtag strategies for yourself. So these are just certain examples that I'm showing you guys, but you just need to take it slow. You don't need to feel stressed when thinking about Instagram, and I actually would hate for you to feel stressed, because when you feel stressed, it really becomes chaotic and you feel like you can't balance running an Instagram account and just living life and making it out without feeling depressed, right? So I don't want you to feel burnout. I'm 100% confident in you, because first of all, you're here dedicated. You're here listening till the end for my tips. I know that you do have that power, that motivation in you to be successful. So I'm super excited for you. Let's do a quick recap before we end today. So number one is to plan a schedule that works for you. Number two, put down the remote, including TikTok and Instagram. Number three, think long-term about your success, what awaits you in the future. Number four, find a mentor or community. Surround yourself with those who are also growing, because that will motivate you to not give up. Lastly, number five, don't burn out. I don't want you to feel overwhelmed. Create a set schedule, a plan for yourself, and go step by step. Don't feel like you need to do everything at once. Now, thank you for tuning in. I've been seeing so much more listeners on our podcast, and that is so amazing. I truly find pleasure and happiness when I'm giving you guys these tips and I'm able to see how effective it is. I also see you guys posting it on stories. So that is amazing. If you really like this episode, go ahead and share on your stories. And don't forget to tag me, because I do get to share your guys' stories once in a while when I see them. And it's amazing, because I can really see how effective this is. And I'm super excited. That really does motivate me to keep on creating podcast episodes for you. So if you guys are going to be sharing, if you guys are going to be listening, this keeps me going. I'd love for you guys to share it on your stories, maybe send a link of this podcast episode to a friend of yours who's also trying to grow on Instagram. That would be amazing. And again, I wanted to share a free resource with you. If you still have not downloaded my free growth hacks PDF on Instagram growth, go ahead. I will add that to the link of the Spotify version. If you cannot find it there, go ahead and click the link in my bio on Instagram. I have the free PDF there as well. Check that out. You will enjoy it. If you already have downloaded it, amazing. Don't forget to take action on that PDF and use my tips. I'm super excited to have you here and see the success that you're going to have in the future, especially when you're going to balance running an Instagram account and a 9-to-5 or kids or just life. Thank you again for tuning in, for your time, and I will see you in the next podcast episode.